In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul said, "My speech and my preaching was not with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power." When we think of preaching, we think of the pulpit. The pulpit is more than the podium itself. The podium is the place where politicians preach their virtues. The podium is the place where the communists preach their doctrine. The podium is the place where the socialists preach their socialist ideas. But the pulpit is that place and space where the man of God stands to read and preach the unsearchable riches of God. He may stand in a cathedral. He may stand on a street corner or in a prison cell. It doesn't matter. When the man of God stands up in the name of the risen Christ, and when he opens his mouth to speak the words of the Almighty God, that place becomes the pulpit. The preacher must speak of the things that he has tasted and handled of the word of life. He must partake before he can share. It is this personal drinking of the spiritual waters that make the difference in his preaching. Preachers are called of God. They are commissioned and ordained of God to do divine work through the sharing of a divine message. Few things are so beautiful as God's chosen and anointed man in the pulpit. In 1 Corinthians, when Paul said that my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power, he was admitting this most gifted of all apostles clearly recognized that his preaching success lay not in his intellectual prowess, nor in his innate persuasive ability, but in the power of the Holy Ghost to convince men and to awaken them to regeneration. The mission of Paul was to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God. Paul knew this could never be accomplished in his own strength. It had to come through the power of the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit which makes alive. The Holy Spirit is indispensable to preaching success. Without the Holy Spirit, the minister's office, his mere name and his position, powerless. If he does not possess the Spirit who Jesus promised, he cannot perform the mission that Jesus gave. The Holy Spirit is the comforter. He is the guide, the leader, the baptizer. He is the Spirit of truth. The Holy Spirit is the source of power and the one who will bring all things to our remembrance. Unfortunately, some preachers equate the anointing with the loudness of the PA system or demonstrations or certain pulpit mannerisms. Others think the Spirit works only in terms of pulpit preaching. They act as if when it comes to study and preparation, the Holy Spirit takes a leave of absence, as if he somehow shuns the study room or the prayer closet. Holy Ghost preaching begins with the study of the Word and preparing the heart. When we enter into our study, we have God's Holy Spirit to assist and to guide. Paul classified ministers as workmen. In 2 Timothy, the second chapter, Paul says to Timothy, "Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." All Scripture, Paul tells Timothy, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good work. Solomon noted that much study is a weary of the flesh. Ministers need to study to prepare themselves for the preaching of the word. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.